Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Israel and Hamas are preparing to release more hostages and prisoners today as humanitarian aid enters Gaza. Psychoanalyst Ofrit Shapira Berman was asked about some key considerations as hostages make their way to safety.
The safest, least overwhelming surrounding. We should take into account the fact that they have most probably been held in darkness. There is no electricity and they probably have been kept in the tunnels.
Shapira Berman spoke on CBS Saturday morning. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been stabbed in the prison where he's serving time for the murder of George Floyd, CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
A stabbing took place at a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona, involving former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted in the death of George Floyd. The Associated Press and the New York Times cite sources. The Bureau of Prisons says life-saving measures were used on an inmate before taking the person to a hospital.
Chauvin is serving more than 40 years in prison for federal and state charges. The holiday shopping season is underway, and despite higher prices, Americans are already spending big. The National Retail Federation is projecting nearly $1 trillion will be spent this season. CBS's Michael George reports.
In Miami at the Sawgrass Mills Mall, one shopper brought a suitcase as a makeshift shopping cart. And all of this is expected to add up. According to a survey by the financial consulting firm Deloitte, shoppers plan to spend on average more than $1,600 this season. That's 14% more than last year.
We are seeing people spending at the same rate as they did prior to the pandemic. So I think we're returning to some historic pattern.
In Ukraine, Russia has launched the most intensive drone attack against Ukraine since the start of the war. Ukraine says Kyiv was the main target. 75 Iranian-made drones were launched by Russia. 74 were shot down. Pope Francis has undergone a CAT scan at a hospital in Rome to rule out any lung problems. The Vatican says the Pope canceled his morning audiences because of mild flu. The CAT scan showed the pontiff's lungs were clear. He has returned to his residence at the Vatican. Climate change protesters yesterday held a demonstration off the coast of Australia's New South Wales state to disrupt operations at the country's biggest coal export area.
We are calling on the Albanese government to stop approving new coal and gas projects and to introduce a 75% tax on coal export profits.
Alexa Stewart is with the climate activist Rising Tide. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight,
this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome one and all to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, kicking off the holiday season for everyone out there. It is after Thanksgiving, and that means I'm allowed to play Christmas bumpers, which is exactly where we're starting off today. Thanks for joining me today on this show. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors throughout central Wisconsin. It's a great time of year to do it. Maybe you're looking for some new Christmas presents, or maybe you've got something that would be just the right present for somebody else. Whatever it is, 424-2600 is your number to call to get on these airwaves. If you want to talk about Christmas events coming up this weekend, it's a little quieter. Of course, we've got a couple of things going on today. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But coming up next weekend, December 2nd, we have a lot to go over for that, partially because we will not be on the air next Saturday for Over the Back Fence from 11 to noon. We have the Big Badger Marquette game coming up next Saturday, so we'll be broadcasting that instead. The pregame starts, I believe, at 10 o'clock for that. So today is the day. We're going to be missing one Over the Back Fence throughout December next Saturday, the 2nd. So get your calls in today, 424-2600. Before we get into any kind of sports news, programming news, looking at events coming up, anything else, and of course your phone calls, we do want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Clark & Associates, right here in Wisconsin Rapids and also in Stevens Point now. They've got two offices. There's the traditional office, let's say that, at 3340 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They also have a branch now in Stevens Point, 1265 Main Street, Suite 103. You call the same number to get both of those places, 715-424-4101, 424-4101. You can go to their website, jca-insurance.com. Their office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's at both branch offices. Go check it out. Call them up. Send them an email for their no-cost consultation. If you're looking for health insurance, if you're looking for life insurance, have any Medicare questions, they can help you out at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance. So go check them out. And a big shout-out to them for sponsoring this very show. We'll be getting into, of course, events coming up this week and coming up into next weekend. We're going to try to get to as much of that as we possibly can over this hour. But this is your show, everyone, 424-2600. Let's get those calls coming in while I'm going through all this information. Lots of sports news to get into as well. Of course, we are your Badger station at WFHR, have been for so, so many years. Last night, if you tuned in, you heard the Badger hockey team kind of hitting a little skid after their great start to the season. They've lost three straight, including last night 1-0 against Alaska Anchorage. That's a tough loss. They'll be playing again today. Unfortunately, we won't be playing that game because we have another really big game happening. In fact, it'll be happening pregame, start right after we stop the show here at about 12:30. We've got Wisconsin taking on Minnesota for the Paul Bunyan Axe. It's the rivalry game every year. And like James likes to say, throw out the records. Throw out anything like that. This is just fun. These old rivalries are just a hoot, and we love to listen to them and talk about them and everything like that. So it's going to be a great game, hopefully today, starting at 12:30 here on WFHR. If you were tuning in to WIRI last night, you heard Mike Comer do the play-by-play. Another great job by Mike out there for the Cranberry Classic, the 39th annual Cranberry Classic. Last night we featured the game of Assumption Boys versus Port Edwards boys. It was a great game. It was close for most of it. By the end, Port Edwards did pull away a little bit, and they did win the game. They'll be taking on, I'm going to make sure I get my piece of paper here, get the right team here. They will be playing tonight Columbus Catholic for the championship, the Cranberry Classic Championship this year. That's Port Edwards versus Columbus Catholic. That's going to be starting at around 8 o'clock tonight. We were a little early last night, so tune in a little early. We may be starting that before 8, So check that out if you want to hear some great basketball. Also today, the Assumption girls will be taking on the Wauwega Fremont girls team, who also won. They beat Columbus Catholic by 1 point yesterday. That was an exciting game. So they'll be playing the Assumption girls later on this afternoon for the championship of that. But again, once again, tonight, if you cannot make it in person to the Assumption Gymnasium for the Cranberry Classic. And we do encourage you to go. They've got a great concession stand there. It's a great every year. They've got some raffles going on as well. This is all to support Assumption High School. And it's fun basketball. It's fun local basketball. You can go there all day long. But tonight we do have on WIRI, Mike and possibly Randy will be joining us for the championship game, Port Edwards versus Columbus Catholic tonight. We have a few other things that I want to get into here, talking about sports coming up this next week. We got a lot of things going on at WFHR and WYRI. But before we get into all that, let's go ahead and grab our first call of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing?
There's no farmer's market today, right?
There is no farmer's market today. You are anticipating, once again, me getting into that. But yes, the farmer's market is off today because of the holiday weekend. But they will be open again next Saturday, right at 9 o'clock. So thanks for the call and the shout out there, because that's not open today. So no going heading down to the Moravian Church. There's no farmer's market today.
I did go to Andre and it was closed up.
Hmm. So, yeah, and
I got one item for sale.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Gary.
It's a Gormaya 7-quart digital air fryer. It's a 5-star rating. My sister-in-law bought two of them for $50 each. They were $80.
Okay.
She got it from Costco, and I bought one from her, and I can't use it because I got a 4-quart ready, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sell it for $50, just what I paid for. It's brand new. It's in the box yet.
Okay.
It's a Christmas present.
It would be a great Christmas present. What's the number, Gary?
424-3694.
424-3694.
Yeah, you and James get along down there.
Yeah, we are. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And thanks for that item there. Hopefully we can find a good home for it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. I got an air fryer for sale here in the box. Make a great present, like he said. 424-3694. 3694 is the number to call. 424-3694 if you would like to check out that air fryer. That is as simple as it is. And again, thanks, Gary, for mentioning that the farmer's market is closed today because of the holiday weekend. They will be open most of the weeks in coming up for December. I believe they're closed the last Saturday in December also for the holiday as well on the 24th. So, but we will keep you abreast of all that as we go along here. And we'll getting into our events in just a little bit. Before we do that, though, I do want to continue talking about some of the sports going on. We have a very busy week coming up next week, not only for sports, but we have a great tradition that we're doing here on WFHR. On Tuesday, we've got the Lights of Love ceremony that happens every single year over at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. It's a wonderful event, and we are excited to be a part of it once again. We'll get into the details a little bit later about the times we'll be broadcasting. We're going to have Melissa out there on location. Going to be doing some interviews. We're going to be listening to the ceremony as they light up the tree like we have done the last few years. It's very fun, very exciting, and we can't wait to join our good friends over at Aspirus Riverview Hospital for that. But we also got a lot of high school basketball coming up. And over the weekend, we also have some River Kings hockey coming up. There's a big, long stretch of home games coming up for the River Kings. Can't wait to talk about that as well. If you can't get to the games, we will be broadcasting them, as always, on WIRI. So we got lots of fun sports things coming up. On Monday, want to highlight one thing coming up on Monday. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will be hosting Western Illinois, coming off the win on the tournament there in Fort Myers, which is very cool. So they got a little bit of momentum coming up as they start wrapping up their non-conference play and get into the Big Ten play. They're going to be playing on taking on non-conference Western Illinois coming up on Monday. Pregame starts at 5 for that one. And we'll be previewing that game a little bit on Playmakers at 3 o'clock. I believe I will be joining James again this week. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. Basketball, football, of course. We'll be talking about hockey, whatever you want. Call in. Remember, we want to talk about what you want to talk about. 424-2600 for live from 3 to 4 on Monday. That is time for Playmakers. And we can go over the Cranberry Classic a little bit, too, if you so desire. Let's talk a little local sports as well, which is very, very cool. All right. Looks like we are ready to take our first break of the hour. When we come back, I'll be looking at all kinds of events coming up here. Lots of holiday stuff that we want to talk about coming up in the central Wisconsin area. In Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, all around our listening area here in Southern Wood County. And we can't wait to talk about that. And please, more phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715. 424-4101.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Seth here, join me for this hour. If you haven't already, tell your friends to join me. Call in 424-2600 as we get into some Christmas music here. And since it sounds like we just heard on the weather, we're going to be getting some snow. What more? I can't help it now. I got to do it now if we're going to be getting snow. So it is that time of year once again. We're going to be getting into our events here in just a minute. I do want to remind everyone you can call up while I'm doing this, 424-2600, and I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your phone call as soon as I possibly can. And also I want to encourage people, if we don't get any information about any events happening throughout central Wisconsin, throughout our listening area, please send it to us. Call up now, 424-2600. Let us know if there's anything you want to know about the holiday season. Last week, we had a great call asking about where can we drop off coats, places that are accepting those. for those less fortunate to stay warm over the winter season coming up here, and we got the snow coming now. And we got three calls telling different places we could go. It was wonderful. So keep that up, everyone. If you have any questions like that, let's put it out to the populace out there. 424-2600 is the number to call. Once more, as Gary reminded us in the first segment, there is no winter farmers market today because of the holiday weekend. There was none scheduled, but they will be back next week from 9 to 1 over at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. It's in the basement there. Go check it out. There's new vendors every week. Go to their Facebook page. Check out who is going to be showing up, who's signed up for it. They're always looking for vendors, everyone. So if you are someone who has something to sell, let them know. Get in contact with our good friends over there. And let me grab that information real quick. So I got everything. Oh, my goodness. What did I do here? I got everything not in the right order. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a second. When we get to that. So, but we got all kinds of stuff happening here. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. Let's get to the first one. We're talking about the Festival of Trees put on by our good friends, the Zohr Shriners. Festival of Trees. I should say that correctly. It's happening over at the Masonic Center here in Wisconsin Rapids. That started yesterday and it's continuing all week long through December 3rd of next week. This warm event is hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Masonic Center, like I said, and it promises an enchanting journey for all. The magic unfolds with community businesses, organizations, and individual sponsors meticulously adorning festive trees with unwrapped presents, creating a spectacle of lights, decorations, and unique ornaments. Children and adults alike can capture moments with Santa during specified hours as well. There's also an opportunity to put a raffle tickets in to win one of these the gifts under a tree. It's a value of $500 or more, so it's a great way to support the Shriners and all the great things they do and maybe win some fun stuff for Christmas. The Masonic Center is located at 2321 2nd Avenue South. Make sure I get that right. In Wisconsin Rapids, just a little down the road from where I am right now. Their hours today, they'll be open until 7 o'clock. Looking ahead to tomorrow, they're from 11 to 6. Then this entire week, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 8 every evening. Then next Saturday, 10 to 7. Sunday the 3rd from 11 to 4. And the raffle will begin at 4 o'clock when they wrap things up. So another great fun event. Get you right into the Christmas spirit, into the holiday season, and a chance to win some fun stuff and check out some very cool decorated trees. Today, if you don't know, is once again Small Business Saturday. That's right. We had Black Friday yesterday, Small Business Saturday today. They are counting on us. Let's show them how much they mean to our community. Shop local, eat local, buy local. Support local businesses in the heart of Wisconsin area by participating in their shopping passport and receive a chance to win gift certificates and prizes. It starts today. It's going to run through Tuesday. That's the 28th. The Small Business Shopping Passport will take you on a holiday shopping spree, giving you multiple chances to win prizes along the way. Go to any shop, stop at a minimum of three businesses and get your passport stamped or signed. You can go to any one of the participating businesses and you can get your card there and start up. And you got a chance to win some gift cards. There's a grand prize basket. It depends on how many shops you actually visit. So it's predicated on that. Once you've completed your passport, you can drop them off at the chamber or leave them with the last business you visited. They'll get them to the chamber. You can also drop them off at the chamber or email it to office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Winners will be announced on the Heart of Wisconsin Facebook page on Friday, December 1st. So that's coming up today and heading on through Tuesday. So keep that in mind, everyone. Some great shopping, local shopping opportunities here in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, we do want to continue on with blood drives, even as the temperature turns colder. We know that this is something that is always in need. Coming up on Monday on the 27th, if you're looking away for ways to help others, but you don't have much time or money to spare, well, blood donations cost nothing, takes less than an hour, and of course, it saves lives. The Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is holding a blood drive on Monday, the 27th, from 2 to 7 p.m. The drive will take place at room 111 of the former East Junior High School at 311 Lincoln Street. They're asking that you enter off of Lincoln Street. Appointments are, of course, encouraged, but walk-ins are also welcome. To schedule an appointment, go ahead and call 866-566-5555. 866-566-5900. That's 866-566-5900. That is also a way to, if you have any medical conditions or you're taking any kind of medication that you don't know will interact, then that's a great way to call that number up and find out if you are able to donate as well. Be a hero this holiday season. This is November. Of course, we're going to have more opportunities come up in December. Stay tuned for that, and we will let you know how and when you can give some blood. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Aspirus Riverview Hospital is having their next Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony coming up. This is a great event every single year. It'll be Tuesday coming up on the November 28th. And the ceremony itself starts at 5:30, so come on down. We do want to let everyone know that this will not be in the same place it has been in the last 2 years. It's taking place between the hospital and the Riverview Expressway this year. Keep that in mind. It's not in the open field behind the emergency area. It's going to be between the hospital and the Riverview Expressway this year, so keep that in mind. This is a community tradition that has taken place since 2001, and we celebrate our loved ones by purchasing a light in honor or memory of them. All proceeds go to support initiative focused on our community's top health needs, including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, and cancer. And, of course, we will be there broadcasting live. We're going to start at 4:15, go till about 6:15 or whenever the ceremony wraps up. Lots of great interviews. Melissa Kay will be on location, and she will be talking to lots of interviews of not only people who are in the departments that get the money for this, including the substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, cancer, all that sort of thing, to learn more about those departments. But it's a great way to show the community what's going on at Aspirus Riverview Hospital and all of the great things that they're doing there. You can participate in three ways. Of course, you can join in at the trees, and they'll be at their, like I said, their original location between the hospital and the Riverview Expressway, so just keep that in mind. You can tune in from your car. The best parking will be in the southwest section of the Aspirus Riverview Hospital lot number 1. You can go ahead and tune in to 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Download the Civic Media app and check us out there as well. Go to WFHR and just click that as your favorite station. It'll come right up whenever you open the app, and you can listen on that as well. Or you can do it at home. You can stay home and listen on WFHR. If you're still interested in giving a light, you still have a little bit of time. Lights are $3 each, or $25 for a silver donation, or $100 for a gold donation. Just go to the Aspirus Riverview Foundation website, and you can order online right there. So that's going to be a great event that we love to do every single year. We can't wait to join the Aspirus Riverview Foundation's Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony coming up on Tuesday. Let's keep on moving here. We've got, let's see if there's anything throughout the rest of next week that I want to highlight here. We've got, of course, the Shriners Festival of Trees happening all week long. And let's go ahead and let's see. Let's go ahead and check out what's happening as we turn the calendar over into December. And there's one here that I do want to highlight for everybody. Coming up on December 1st, that is a Friday, visit Santa Claus at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center for story time on Friday, December 1st. The kids have off from school that day, so Santa has decided to come to the Cultural Center. Santa will be reading a story to the kids starting at 10:30 a.m. After the story, get a photo with Santa, eat cookies, make kids' crafts, and even write and mail a letter to Santa. Parents can get a head start on Christmas shopping by checking out the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center's Holiday Gifts and Art Fair, which is going on at the same time throughout this December as well. A lot of great way to support local artists, and that they're going to be displaying their works here at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center as well. Doors open at 10. Story begins, like I said, at about 10:30. Photos and activities will run until about 1 p.m. $5 suggested donation per child. Excuse me. And if you want to know where that's located, well, at 2651 8th Street South, right next to the Goodwill there. That is where the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is located, in a fun story time with Santa coming up on December 1st. Now, I think I'm going to have to take a break here because I got to take a big, deep breath before we get into all the activities that are going on December 2nd. Saturday, December 2nd, like I said, we will not be broadcasting over the back fence. We're going to be preempted by the Badgers Marquette game, and which is the fun interstate game that we have every year. So while you're listening to that, we will be finding out about what all the activities will be going on next Saturday. So we'll get into that when we come back after this short break on Over the Back Fence, where we are still waiting for phone calls. What happened? Where are all the phone calls? 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence on WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, chance of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Glistening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I am your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me today on this somewhat gloomy Saturday. Looks like we're going to be getting some snow. The first measurable snow of the year. Maybe. We'll see. Then it will very much be looking like Christmas. Of course, we had Rekindle the Spirit on Wednesday to get everyone kicked off into the holiday season. We've got the lights on Veterans Park and over on First Avenue across the river. And we got everything decorated. It looks great downtown. My family was out of town for Thanksgiving. We came back yesterday, and as we came in, it was dark, and we got to see all the fun lights as we came in. It's just one of the things I love about living in Wisconsin Rapids. Puts me in the holiday spirit, I'll tell you that much. And also, Small Business Saturday going on right now, everyone. Go check out all the 38 small businesses that are participating in the Passport program by the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber going on today. So go to your favorite local business, check it out, and see what's going on, support your local businesses here in Wisconsin Rapids and all throughout central Wisconsin. All right, so we're going to keep on keeping on here, everyone. We've got a whole bunch of activities happening on Saturday, December 2nd. And once again, we will not be on the air to talk about those events then. So we will be talking about them right now. All right. And please feel free to call while I'm going through this information, 424-2600. We have, first up, we've got a craft show happening next Saturday, December 2nd, in Nakusa. It's in the township of Port Edwards Community Center, actually. So keep that in mind. It's at 1766 Highway G. It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes till 3 p.m. Once again, the next craft show coming up, and that is in the township of Port Edwards Community Center, 1766 Highway G, starting at 9, going till 3 p.m. That is next Saturday, December 2nd. Let us pause from going through these events to take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale a Yardman 10-horsepower snowblower, 30-inch cut, electric start, 5-speed, 2-reverse, $1,000 or best offer. I have a Golden Tech GL140 scooter, $1,800 or best offer. I have a 2019 Cadillac XT4 with 16,000 miles for $32,000 or best offer. And the number to call is 715-423-2469.
423-2469.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Got some interest. Now, these would really, I think, if you give someone these gifts for Christmas, you might be really on their good list for the rest of your life. We've got a snowblower, we've got a scooter, and we've got a caddy. If you're interested in any one of those items, 423-2469, 423-2469. Got some really fascinating items there, so check it out, everyone, if you are interested in that. Turning back to our events coming up on the 2nd of December, we do want to keep things rolling here. And I do want to let everyone know that we've got another tree walk coming up. This is the 7th annual Christmas tree walk over at our good friends at the Southwood County Historical Museum. They're located at 540 3rd Street South. They've got three opportunities coming up next weekend, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. On the 3rd, On December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, they'll be open from 12 to 4. Then on December 8th, from 5 to 8. December 9th and 10th, from 12 to 4. Once again, this is at the Southwood County Historical Museum. Check out this very cool some traditional tree decorating that they have at the museum there. It's very, very cool. This event is free and welcome to all ages. And we're very excited to talk about this. Anything we can talk about the Southwood County Historical Museum and all the fun things that they do there. Can't wait to check out their Christmas tree walkthrough coming up starting next weekend on the 2nd. All right, let's grab another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have some Christmas items for sale here. We got a 3-piece children's luggage set for $5, a child's musical rocking doll bed for $25, and the child's old spring rocking horse for $25. All items are in good condition. Please call 715-423-3396. And if no answer, please leave a message.
423-3396.
Correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Lots of kid stuff. Again, maybe some Christmas gifts in there. It's got some child luggage set. We've got a doll bed, and we've got a spring rocking horse. If you're interested in any one of those items, 423-3396. If there is no answer, go ahead and leave a message. Thank you for that phone call. Once again, I want to remind everyone that the Wisconsin Rapids Indoor Winter Market at the Moravian will be open next Saturday, the 2nd. Let's get that right. They'll be open again next Saturday, the 2nd. And we do want to mention that Santa will be there. Yeah, that's right. Santa will be there. So if you want to go check out Santa and Mrs. Claus, for that matter, I believe they're both going to be there. You want to get a picture with Santa, maybe get a letter to him or whatever. Check it out. He's going to be at the Winters Farmers Market next Saturday, the 2nd. Go check out Santa and tell him what you want for Christmas. And he'll tell you if you've been good or not. That is his job, right? That's what he does. Also coming up next December 2nd on Saturday, we've got the Trinity Lutheran Church of Port Edwards will be hosting their first annual holiday extravaganza. How cool is that? Featuring a bake sale, Christmas sale, and free photos with Mr. Santa and Mrs. Claus. He is going to be so busy next weekend. Oh my gosh. He's going to be at the Cultural Center on Friday. He's going to be at a whole bunch of places. He's in town. Why not? Let's get him some work here. Santa's got busy time of year, and we're glad we have him this in Central Wisconsin next weekend. So he will be at the Trinity Lutheran Church of Port Edwards as well. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. From Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there from 1 to 3. So after Santa is done over at the Winter Farmers Market, he'll be moving over to the Trinity Lutheran Church of Port Edwards. So keep that in mind. He's going to be there from 1 to 3. And they're located at 990 3rd Street in, of course, Port Edwards. Get your picture taken with Santa if you miss it at the Winter Farmers Market, or go to both. Why not? Go to both. It's going to be fun. That's next Saturday, December 2nd, from 9 to 3, the Trinity Lutheran Church of Port Edwards' first annual holiday extravaganza. There'll be bake sale, Christmas sale, all kinds of great stuff, and of course, free photos with Santa. We've got Heritage Holidays coming up with our good friends, the citizens of Point Boss, as they celebrate the holidays. That's next Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. Enjoy holiday traditions and decorations of the past. Sample foods of this historic period. Admission is $3 for adults, $2 for kids. Check out their website if you have more questions, historicpointboss.com. They are on Wakely Road, out by Nakusa. If you haven't had a chance to do this yet, I would, of course, highly recommend it. Another way for you to get into the holiday spirit. We got a fun activity put on by our good friends over at the 4-H. And this is a very fascinating, they've got a unique game that they're going to be sharing. Loteria time, that's what it is. And we're going to learn how to play this game. It's very cool. If you're looking for a unique game to play with your family, join Jasmine from the Wood County 4-H as she leads you on a fun activity to make your own Loteria cards and play a few rounds. How cool is that? It is Saturday, December 3rd, of course, from 1 to 2:30 at the McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue. The event is free, but registration is appreciated, of course, so they know how many people to expect. Excuse me. Register at bit.ly/Loteria. That's LOTERIA24. bit.ly/Loteria24. Go check out a game you may have not heard before, but I'm sure if you heard when Jasmine was on Midday Magazine with James, she talked all about this game. Go check out our archive, civicmedia.us/shows. Go to Midday Magazine. Look for the 4-H show. And see the guest being Jasmine Carbajal, our good friend Jasmine, and you'll hear all about what this game is and her sharing it with this community, which is very, very cool. Saturday, December 2nd. Yes, we're still on that day. We will be for a little while. We've got the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. We'll be doing their holiday concert, Celebrate the Season. It's going to be taking place at the First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Starts at 4 p.m. Enjoy songs of the season. Another great way to get you into the holiday season here in Wisconsin Rapids. That's at the First Congregational Church, 311 2nd Street South. Saturday, December 4th at 4, Celebrate the Season with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Choir. Looking at our good friends over in Rome, let's find out what they're doing next Saturday. They have a their annual Christmas in Rome. Wait, I skipped something. Let's not do that. On Friday, December 1st and Saturday, December 2nd, they're having a Christmas craft sale out in Nakusa. 5 to 8 on Friday, and then on Saturday, it's from 8 to 5. 10% of every sale will be donated to the Alex C. Dove Foundation. This will be located at 258 Oak Drive in Nakusa. So that's Friday and Saturday, a Christmas craft sale. Friday, 5 to 8. Saturday, 8 to 5. 10% of every sale will be donated to the Alex C. Dove Foundation. And the annual Christmas in Rome will be taking place Saturday, December 2nd. From 2 to 5, it'll be taking place at the Town Hall. And from 5 to 8, they're going to be moving over to the gazebo. kick off the holiday season with the annual Christmas in Rome celebration. At the Rome Town Hall, they'll be enjoying holiday crafts, cookie decorating, face painting, popcorn, cocoa, snacks, and of course, a visit from Santa. Santa's so busy. So busy next Saturday. After that, head over to the Rome Town Center and the gazebo and view the holiday light displays while riding a horse-drawn wagon around the business park. Okay. I think by now most of you who listen to WFHR have heard the promo of James and Melissa making fun of me for being on many, many sleigh rides, and they have not been on one before, which I still boggles my mind. They have to go next Saturday to Christmas in Rome from 5 to 8, and they have to get on a horse-drawn wagon around the business park and have some holly jolly fun. I demand that they do this and find out how fun it is. I demand it. Because they're fun. I'm not pulling your chain, everyone. They are fun. And I think a lot of people around here know that. They've been on them before. Oh, my goodness. When did I get so bitter? Anyway, we got a couple more things that we want to get to here, talking about some other fun events coming up throughout central Wisconsin. And we'll be getting to those in just a little bit here. But that was all. Every single thing I read during this break is happening next Saturday, December 2nd. And not only do we have all of that fun, great, marvelous stuff happening, we've got River Kings hockey starting up. They're going to be home next weekend. They're going to be taking on the Steele County Blades. Having a great season so far. Can't wait to welcome them back home. Go to the Southwood County Rec Center to take in the game. Or I'm telling you, there's something special about this team this year. And we've had a great turnout so far in the first couple games that we had. Keep it coming, everyone. If you can't make the game, tune it in to 105.5 WIRI, and we'll be having those games on both Friday and Saturday. Listen in, and if you can't take in the hockey action in person. All right, we are going to take a break. My goodness, and I'm going to take a drink of water because I've been talking a lot because I've not had a lot of phone calls. 424-2600. Is the number to call to get on over the back fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715 424-4101.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
32 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, 24. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Your host Seth here wishing he was in Hawaii. That sounds fun. I would love to spend a Christmas in Hawaii. I don't mind not having snow and that sort of thing. I know a lot of people around here love having the snow for Christmas. It makes it just that much more special. I get it. I get it. It's not for me. That's just not for me. Well, I do hope you enjoy the snow that it sounds like is coming here tonight. We're going to be getting a little bit of snow, according to our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. So stay tuned for that as well. And as we know, we need snow in order to make sleigh rides, which has now become a crusade for me. Going on sleigh rides, people. They're fun. Well, here's a fun event that's happening next Sunday, the 3rd, that we do want to point out for our good friends in Pittsville. They've got a really cool group coming in to do a Christmas concert. They have got Monroe Crossing will be coming to town. They are a bluegrass band that play all kinds of classic bluegrass, gospel, original bluegrass, some of their own songs as well, and some surprising selections outside the bluegrass genre as well. The name is in honor of the great, the legend, Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. They are superb musicians. Come see them. In Pittsville coming up on December 3rd. That is a Sunday. Don't miss out. Take a short sleigh ride to the Pittsville Auditorium and ring in the season. I mean, they mean that more metaphorically, but I'm saying really do it. Take a sleigh ride to the show. I think we should do that. I'll be performing at 3 o'clock at the Pittsville School Auditorium. Doors open at 2. Complimentary hot cider and cookies will be available as well. General admission tickets are $20 for adults, youth students for about $5. As always, advance tickets are available for purchase at the downtown Pittsville office of the Wisconsin Farm Business Ortner Accounting. Tickets will be available at the door. Will be available at the door. So keep that in mind. Sounds like another great concert to take in. The Monroe Crossing. I'm seriously thinking, wow, that sounds like fun. That does sound like a lot of fun. So once again, December 3rd, 3 p.m. Doors open at 2 over at the Pittsville School Auditorium. Hear the bluegrass Christmas music and other things, of course, from Monroe Crossing. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful performance. We have another fun opportunity coming with our friends at the Wood County Extension and 4-H. What's that scat? Can you ID some fake animal scat? I'm glad I put that in there. It's not real, folks. It's not real animal scat. It's fake. Do you want to make scat-looking treats? I don't know. That's interesting. Oh, Anna and Jasmine. Oh, it's wonderful. I love those people. They're so wonderful. From Anna from Natural Resources of Extension Wood County and Jasmine, of course, from 4-H. They'll bring a fun, educational, hands-on program about animal scat. Yes, it's about poop. Tuesday, December 5th from 6 to 7 p.m. over at McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Space is limited, so don't wait to register. This program is for all youth in third grade and older. Then once again, register online at bit.ly/scat24. bit.ly/scat24 has nothing to do with Mel Torme. Of course, we have a big date coming up in December on Thursday, December 7th, of course, a day that will live in infamy. Join the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and the Fleet Reserve Association Branch 238 in remembering and honoring a date which will live in infamy. The ceremony is open to the public to attend. Food and drink to follow after the ceremony. Tom sent us this information, and thank you very much to him for doing that. This is one of the few veteran organizations in the state of Wisconsin that still do this event. It's a rarity here. We are very proud that we get to continue doing this. It starts at 10 a.m. on December 7th, of course, at VFW Post 2534 in Wisconsin Rapids, 2711 Redden Road. If you can attend, just a way to remember everybody, our World War II veterans, not many of them left. And we still want to honor those that are still alive. And, of course, honor the memory of those that passed, that have passed, and those that passed in the war as well. So that's coming up on December 7th at VFW Post 2534. Oh, a couple more items here that we want to highlight as we come to the end of the show here. The next St. Bronislava Holy Name Society All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held on Sunday, December 10th from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. The menu includes, of course, buttermilk potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast sausage, links, ham, lots of good stuff. Milk, juice, coffee. Cost is $10 for ages 13 to adult. It is $4 for ages 5 to 12 and free for 4 and under. The meal is cooked by the men of Holy Name, and table service is provided by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. Proceeds from the breakfast go towards the parish school and youth needs, and they thank you for your support. All right, let's grab a phone call before we wrap up the show here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. It is... Does anybody know, is there a shop or anybody who still works on old radios and receivers, stuff like that?
Good question.
They do. Yeah. You know, I've got a whole AM, FM, you know, receiver system with the record player and so on. And she finally blew a fuse today. It's probably 40-year-old rig.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, if somebody knows, or how about if they give me a call, 715-323-0257.
323-0257.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll see what we can do to help you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Excuse me. If we have anyone out there that knows of someone, or if you are indeed a person who can repair old radios, he's looking for some help, 323-0257, 323-0257, the number to call if you can help that gentleman out. Oh, another fun local holiday event coming up here over at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church in Kellner at 8020 South Park Road. The 29th annual Cookie Walk, yes, is back, everybody. Cookies and candies are sold by the pound. That's the only way to sell them, if you ask me. Saturday, December 9th, starting at 9 a.m. It is the Stone Church on the corner by the park, of course. Everyone should know by now, if you've ever been through Kellner, you know where that is. St. John Lutheran Church, 8020 South Road Park in Kellner. The candy and cookie sale happening, sold by the pound. Once again, the Cookie Walk, 29th annual. Go ahead and check that out on the 9th of December. That is a Saturday. All right, and in the few minutes we have left, let me wrap it up by once again talking about another great performance coming up. Our good friends over at the Arts Council have their next show coming up very shortly, December 14th at the Performing Arts Center, a Johnny Cash Christmas. It's a great opportunity to bring the whole family and get into the holiday spirit with a combination of traditional Cash hits and Christmas tunes. Terry Lee Goffey is the one who will be portraying Johnny Cash. He's been a fan of Cash since the age of 8. Cash and Elvis were Goffey's first two musical influences. Cash's songs addressed a lot of issues common to a lot of people, whether it was sensitive social issues or just some slice of life in which the average person could relate. So go check it out. He does an amazing job. Tickets are $39 for adults and $10 for students. Of course, no hidden fees, just sales tax added to that price. You can purchase them 24/7 at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787 for personal assistance to get those tickets. Or you can just stop by their offices, 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. Business hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30 to get your tickets. Big shout out to Sally, Eric, and everyone who puts these shows on. We greatly appreciate it. Well, that just about wraps up the show. We just got a little bit of time left. I want to remind everyone that coming up at 12:30, we've got the Badgers taking on the Gophers. The Minnesota-Wisconsin Paul Bunyan's Axe game coming up, the final regular season game of the year. We'll see how the Badgers do in the postseason, if they get a bowl game or not. That'll be coming up as well. Tune in to WIRI tonight at about 7:40 or so. Mike Comer, maybe Randy, will be joining us for the final game of the Cranberry Classic, wrapping up the 39th annual Cranberry Classic. Port Edwards versus, Kent. I always forget the name. Why do I always forget the name of that, the team? Here it is. Columbus Catholic. That's what it is. Columbus Catholic and Port Edwards with a championship game tonight. 7:40 about for the pregame. Around 8 o'clock to start that game to wrap up the Cranberry Classic for yet another year. We've got a little bit of Charlie Barron's coming up in just a minute. Don't forget to check out tomorrow the Polka Show at 1. We've also got Seth Faces the Music, my autumn show. That's a rebroadcast. And we've got a Best of Director's Cut as well. Whew. I think I got everything in there. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Like I said, one more time, we will not be on the air next Saturday on December 2nd because of the Badger Marquette basketball game. So we ask that get that stuff together. We get gather your things for the week after that. We're looking at the 9th as the next Over the Back Fence live from 11 to noon on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everyone, and have a great weekend.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.